and welcome to my inspirational podcast, Overcomer, the podcast to help you get through any challenge. This is the first episode, and I'm so excited to have this be in store for you guys. I'm so excited. It's been in the works for quite a while, but today I'm going to be sharing something that's helped me get through all of my challenges. And every episode, I'm either going to lead you in something, share something about my story or something that's worked for me, and that's about it. And I'm gonna help you guys get through whatever you need with activities that can help reduce that panic that you may be having. Because I totally understand what emotions you're going through. I may not understand what physically you're going through or mentally, but I know the emotions that happen when you're feeling out of control and when you want to have control of something that bad happened to you. And I just want to remind you, whatever's going on, whatever wall has been built up in front of you, don't have fear. Don't have bad fear, because there's also a good type of fear. Fear is an acronym. My version of fear stands for face everything and rise. And I want you to remember that, because you didn't do anything to deserve this. It's not your fault. Nothing bad is happening to you. And this is going to lead you to what you are going to do with the rest of your life. And guys, I definitely believe that something good is going to come out of whatever you're going through. Because my own obstacles have had so many drawbacks. But if you really look on the bright side, you can see how much that they've done for you and what they've done for you. Alright, but today I'm going to be sharing what helped me just channel my emotions and help me express those emotions and help me get over those emotions. So, the thing that helped me is creating the perfect or close to perfect songs and albums for when I feel different emotions. And these songs are some inspirational songs for you guys if you like these songs too. If you haven't heard them, I encourage you to give them a listen. They're amazing. Yeah. So when I feel nostalgic, I definitely like to listen to my playlist, Motivation and Writing. I made this playlist myself, so you won't be able to find it, but it does have some great songs, and I encourage you to create something like that of your own. And the song Unstoppable by Sia. When I'm feeling ready to dance, I love my playlist, I Run. Because it's upbeat when I go for a run, but great for dancing as well. And the song, obviously, Better When I'm Dancing by Meghan Trainor. When I'm feeling angry or mad or upset, the album Sour by Olivia Rodrigo really sums everything up and helps me feel like I'm not alone in what I'm feeling right now. And the song Good For You, which is in her album Sour, it's just encourages you to be like, good for you. Good for you, but still be mad. When I'm feeling chilled out, peaceful, the playlist Beach Vibes on Pandora is simply great. I encourage you to give it a listen along with the song Hallelujah. And when you're feeling happy, when I'm feeling happy, I like my playlist of Spanish songs. I Know Spanish, and all of them that I put on there are happy, And it just makes me feel like I can do anything because I've learned a language. I can do this. And the song Voy a Creer, which translates to I'm going to believe, which is from Go Viva Tu Manera. When I'm feeling silly, I love any album from High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, because there's quirky songs, happy songs, everything's upbeat and fun. And the song, which doesn't relate to High School Musical anyway, but it's Astronaut in the Ocean by Masked Wolf. When I'm feeling sad, and I do feel this emotion a lot because I have anxiety, depression, and PTSD, but this playlist helps me acknowledge how I'm feeling, but also help me get through that sadness, push through that wall. But my playlist, Pay Trip, which I normally use for road trips, is super relaxing. It just helps me punch through that sad wall. The song Warrior by Demi Lovato especially. When I feel like being alone, which I just want you guys to remember that you're never alone. Even if you don't think anyone knows what you're going through, that nobody is going through the same thing. They may not be going through the exact same thing, but chances are they've probably gone through something similar. And I encourage you to reach out to your friends, your family, anybody who supports you. And they'll listen, trust me. They'll listen to you. But my playlist, You'll Get Through It, is simply perfection when I want to be alone. It helps me listen to be like, yeah, I can do this. I'm gonna get through what I'm going through right now. Because that way, if you don't want to be with your friends and family at that moment, you don't even want to text them, you can listen to music and still feel like you're far from people who you might not want to see right now, but you still have someone there for you. And the song Skyscraper by Demi Lovato. So again, that's my perfect songs and albums for when I feel those emotions. I encourage you guys to do the same, but if you don't want to do this, that's perfectly fine. I just encourage you to find a song that makes you feel happy. Every episode, I'm going to leave you with two cards. One that's from my Own Your Awesome deck, and the one that's from my Affirmations deck. So I'm gonna pull my Own Your Awesome deck. These ones are shorter. All right, so the one that we got from Own Your Awesome is What I Want Wants Me. And I just want you guys to know I pull these right on the spot. So it's What I Want Wants Me. So if you want something, it doesn't even have to be a person. If you want something, it's gonna happen because it's meant to be. And if it's not meant to be, you're gonna find something that you want even more. All right, let's find something from my affirmations deck. All right, this one is worthiness. Okay, I want you to listen closely to these words, and it works best if you repeat them to yourself, but if you don't, that's all right too. Whatever works best for you. I am worthy of the ultimate happiness. I deserve and accept it, and I'm not going to feel guilty about when I get it. Guilt is not invited into my happiness party. I won't even tell him where it is. If he asks about it, I'll be like, no, I think you're thinking of something else. And then I'll run away very quickly. Now these affirmation cards put me in a good mood because they're kind of funny, but super inspiring as well. I definitely really love these cards. And these cards are called affirmators and their 50 affirmation cards to help you help yourself without the self-helpiness. And then the Own Your Awesome 52 deck of powerful affirmations. You can probably just look these up on Amazon. Guys, remember, fear, no, face everything and rise, yes. I love you all. See you next time. Bye. And remember, you're an overcomer. You're gonna overcome it, and you're going to get through this. Don't quit your daydream. Bye.